Penguin Random House Audio presents The King at the Edge of the World by Arthur Phillips. Read for you by Ewan Morton. For my parents, Anne and Felix, with love. We know our enemies are lying to us, but what intelligence coup could convince you that their claim is not a lie or a cover story? That there is no Soviet-American missile gap, that Hussein hides no WMD. If the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence, then what the hell ever could be? T. McCrady Hughes, A Life in Intelligence. Part 1. Mahmoud Ezzedine, 1591. In her correspondence with the Sultan, asking for help against the Catholic Spanish, the Queen, Elizabeth I, emphasized the fact that as a Protestant Christian, she rejected the veneration of idolatrous images which the Pope and the Spanish King practiced. Her Christianity, she implied, was closer to Islam than was Catholicism. Catholics were saying in Constantinople that the English lack nothing to make them sound Muslims, and need only stretch out a finger to become one with the Turks in outward appearance, in religious observance, and in their whole character. Nabil Matar, Islam in Britain, 1558 to 1685. 1. In the Palace of Felicity, in Constantinople, in the land of the Turks, early in the Christian year 1591.